local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
It was clear last night, but some fog has settled in this morning. 43 at our studios. Dr. Bill on the way with your exclusive forecast right here on FM Talk 106.5. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, so far Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers aren't working any accidents. Pretty quiet ride. Not that bad across the Bayway and the Causeway. If you're traveling from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, light traffic so far. And no delays from the 1065 split from Tillman's Corner at Theodore. The Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile has a new look and a new menu with an emphasis on Italian cuisine. Enjoy a family-style experience in a spectacular setting. And remember, when dining at the Trellis Room, valet parking always complimentary. The Battle House Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s, and then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and Dr. Bill, plus Kane with our traffic. Glad to have you along. Text line open for you. You see anything out there you want to comment on, or you see a traffic issue, when it's safe to do so, you can always text us at 343-0106. Also check us out online, fmtalk1065.com, where if you just realize that, holy stuff, the Moon Pie Minute has started, and I didn't catch them from last week, in the end of last week, in the weekend. You can catch up on them right now by going to the front page of fmtalk1065.com and clicking on the Moon Pie Minute 2020 link.
Mm-hmm. And once you click on that link, you'll also see the parade schedule for the entire Mardi Gras season. So listen to the Moon Pie Minutes that have come and gone so far. Catch up today on the newest Moon Pie Minute by listening to us live here at FM Talk 106.5. And while you're doing that, check out the parade schedule and go ahead and highlight the parade you want to make it to.
All right. Also on the way, yesterday was day two, even though Saturday was not a full day. It was like 2 hours of President Donald Trump's defense going after the Bidens in the opening arguments. We'll talk about that. Speaking of the president, he, along with Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, were talking about the deal of the century for the Middle East, peace in the Middle East. We'll talk about what is supposed to be presented today around noon, I think, Eastern time. Here at home, yeah, another year, another lotto bill. Steve Klaus out of Ozark bringing that lotto bill. We'll talk more about that, because it's not just a lotto bill, Dalton. I mean, there's a conversation of where the money goes in a lotto bill, and then is it a clean, I like that term, clean. It's a clean lotto bill, which means it would have no electronic version of it. It's just a paper lotto.
And that seemed to be part of the hang-up in the last session, was what constitutes a lottery.
Clean.
Or at least the lottery that Alabamians want to vote on. So this one's clean then,
it
right?
It cracks me up every time. It's a very clean lottery.
The last lottery bill, very dirty.
Dirty. This one's clean. Also, in state politics, internal poll out there, with Sessions leading the Senate race by a wide gap, but Bradley Burns' TV spending, they said, has put him up over Tuberville, at least in this most recent poll. We'll get into that in just a little bit. In sports,
LSU bringing back an old friend for the defensive coordinator position. Freddie Kitchens gets a new job. He was let go from Cleveland just a couple months ago, and Auburn, They dropped a spot in the AP Top 25 rankings.
All right. Talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes, and continue to follow the stories on what happened to the helicopter that had Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven total people.
Nine total people, including seven. Them. You had the pilot, and then you had eight that were traveling to a basketball tournament.
All right. Omar Jimenez from Westwood One with more.
NTSB investigators are carefully combing through the wreckage, searching for reasons why the helicopter carrying Kobe Bryant and eight others crashed.
It was a pretty devastating accident scene.
The pilot flying in foggy conditions, one factor federal authorities say could have contributed to the tragedy. The NTSB also digging into the flight's final moments as the pilot flew under special visual flight rules.
2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time.
Approximately 4 minutes later, the pilot advised they were climbing to avoid a cloud layer. When ATC asked what the pilot planned to do, there was no reply.
In a 2018 interview, the former NBA star and father of four explained why he often used a helicopter.
Traffic started getting really, really bad, right? And I was sitting in traffic and I wound up missing like a school play. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters.
Brian and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, were on their way for some of that family time Sunday, flying to her club basketball game.
Because of her passion, he began to love the game again like he always have.
Alyssa Altobelli, one of Gigi's teammates, was flying to the game with her parents, John and Carrie. Peyton Chester played for Brian's Lady Mamba's team, too. She was with her mother, Sarah. Their family called them amazing and beautiful. Ara Zobayan's fellow pilot said he had a big personality. Christina Mauser was a teacher and basketball coach, but at home, she had another title, wife and mom.
She was witty, she was gritty, she had an amazing sense of humor.
In tributes, memorials, and even murals, fans keeping Bryant's spirit alive.
Kobe meant a lot to this city, he's my hero.
Current Lakers player LeBron James, who surpassed Bryant's scoring record just hours before his death, writing this emotional reflection. I'm heartbroken and devastated, my brother. I promise you I'll continue your legacy, man. And for Gigi, whose basketball light was just beginning to shine.
Please join us in a 24-second moment of silence.
Her beloved UConn women's basketball team leaving a seat vacant, draped with her jersey number, honoring a life, tragically, cut short.
614 FM Talk 106.5, about 10 minutes away from checking in with News 5's Katarina Lukatic. Talk about a hearing today for a man accused of shooting another man to death and then shooting himself in the chest at a Westmobile bar. We'll talk more about that with her coming up in just a little bit. And Sports with Dalton next.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man accused of driving drunk and killing three linemen in Florida will spend the rest of his life in prison. John Gottke was sentenced to life in prison after pleading no contest to hitting the workers as they tried to restore power after Hurricane Michael. Officials say he was driving under the influence when he hit the workers. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says the state will work to close part of the Mississippi State Penitentiary after a recent outbreak of violence at the prison. The governor made that announcement during his first State of the State address last night. Reeves also outlined other priorities for his administration, including pay raises for teachers and improvements to foster care. After a recent string of deadly incidents involving the mentally ill, the Alabama Department of Mental Health is asking for more money to build crisis centers in the state. The department is asking for $18 million this year. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
LSU brings back Pelini. Freddie Kitchens heads to New York, and Auburn basketball drops another spot in the top 25 rankings. It's 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football, LSU has rehired Bo Pelini to take over as the Tigers' defensive coordinator. Pelini has been the head coach at Youngstown State since 2015, after he coached at Nebraska from 2008 to 2014. He previously served as LSU's defensive coordinator from 2005 to 2007 and helped the Tigers to a national championship in that final year. Pelini is replacing Dave Aranda, who served as LSU's defensive coordinator the past four seasons before leaving for the head coaching job at Baylor. Aranda had been the highest paid assistant in all of college football, earning $2.5 million a year. ESPN reports that Pelini will receive a multi-year contract with an annual salary comparable to Aranda's. In NFL news, police in Rocky River, Ohio, have released dash cam video from a traffic stop last Tuesday involving Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt. In the video, Hunt was found with a small amount of marijuana and an open container of vodka and told an officer that he would fail a drug test. Hunt was pulled over on suspicion of speeding, and according to the police report, Officer Michael Asbury took Hunt to the police cruiser after he detected the smell of marijuana coming from the car. During that stop, police found the marijuana in a backpack with Hunt's name on it, but cited him only for speeding. The Browns said last week that they were, quote, aware and looking into the incident. Hunt's head coach from this season with the Browns, Freddie Kitchens, has found a new job in the NFL. ESPN reports that Kitchens will join the New York Giants as the tight ends coach. The former Alabama quarterback was fired after a 6-10 season with the Browns. He joins the coaching staff of new Giants head coach Joe Judge. In 2004 and 2005, Judge and Kitchens were together at Mississippi State, where Judge was first a player and then a graduate assistant. Kitchens was the Bulldogs' tight ends coach in 2004. After firing Kitchens, Cleveland hired Minnesota offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski to become their new head coach, and now the Browns have hired a general manager. Adam Schefter reported yesterday that the Browns have reached an agreement with Eagles Vice President of Football Operations Andrew Berry. Berry will be the Browns' general manager and executive vice president of football operations. The 32-year-old will be the youngest general manager in the NFL. He returns to the Browns after working with them from 2016 to 2018 as the vice president of player personnel. In college basketball, the UConn women's basketball program and the U.S. national team honored Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna at the start of their exhibition game on Monday. The two died Sunday in a helicopter crash in Los Angeles. Gianna was a big fan of the Huskies and went to several of their games with Kobe. Bryant said that his 13-year-old was, quote, hell-bent on going to UConn to play college basketball. On Monday, UConn placed a number 2 jersey with flowers on their bench in tribute to Gianna and on social media referred to her as a Husky forever. In the newest men's AP Top 25 poll, Baylor is ranked number 1 for the second straight week. The top 7 teams are unchanged for the first time this season. Gonzaga is ranked number 2, Kansas 3rd, and San Diego State 4th. The Aztecs are still the only undefeated team in the nation at 21-0. Florida State is number 5, Louisville number 6, and Dayton number 7. Villanova's up 1 to number 8, Duke down 1 to number 9, and Seton Hall rounds out the top 10. Kentucky is up 2 spots from last week to number 13, Auburn's down 1 to number 17, and finally, another SEC team joins the top 25. LSU on an 8-game win streak moves up to number 22. Florida and Arkansas each got votes, but remain unranked. In the NBA, the Lakers were set to play the Clippers tonight at the Staples Center, but the NBA has postponed that out of deference to the Lakers organization after the passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter. 6:20 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, and in the world of sports, I don't know if it's exactly a sports story or not, but have you seen this 9-year-old weightlifter?
I saw the headline. I didn't watch the video.
Because I got some stats.
I saw the weights that were on either side of the bar, and it made me jealous, I'll be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Wait till you hear what this 9-year-old's doing. It's something. All right, 620 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, we'll check in with Katarina Lukatic from News 5. Hearing today in a murder story from West Mobile that affects the racing community. And we heard about it as a news story, but with Bill Roth and Kane, who does our traffic, both being big in the local racing scene, a lot more impact around this station than maybe elsewhere. We'll get into that coming up in just a second. Check Dr. Bill's forecast right now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning from the AzaleaCityTax.com Traffic Center. We have a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. Less than a quarter mile visibility across the Bayway and the Causeway, so be careful there. But accident-free conditions continue so far this morning. From Daphne, Spanish Fort, looks good from the Eastern Shore, heading northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. You can see their inventory online at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday, glad to have you along, Sean and Dalton. And let's check in with our friend Katarina Lukatic from News 5 to check in on a case that we've been talking about for a month and a half. Katarina, update us on the story that I guess goes to hearing today.
Yeah, so the case is from November of 2019. It was a shooting outside of Alabama's Bar and Lounge, which is a bar out in West Mobile on Airport Boulevard. Michael Beasley was shot to death. Wesley Ledbetter, he's charged with murder in the case. Today's going to be a preliminary hearing, so prosecutors will lay out some of their evidence. But the interesting thing that we learned earlier this month is that prosecutors believe this may have been a murder-suicide gone wrong. They believe that Wesley Ledbetter shot Michael Beasley and then shot himself in the chest but survived.
And with that shooting, are they trying to say that it was purposeful or that the gun went off or something? I mean, I guess if they're saying murder-suicide, they're saying that he attempted to shoot himself. I mean, he did. They're saying he shot himself.
Right. And so then there's dispute against that. His lawyer claims that that's not the case, that it would be physically impossible for him to shoot himself in the chest. I mean, you could do it.
Right, sure.
It would be hard, but you could do it. So today they'll lay out some more of that evidence, so we may learn more of the reason of why they believe that to be the case.
And this story I was saying a second ago is hit home here at the radio station because of Michael Beasley's ties to the racing community and our general sales manager and Kane, who does our traffic, both big in racing. And they had talked about Michael Beasley before. I mean, both of these, the deceased and the accused here, both young guys.
Right, yeah. They were both young, and Michael Beasley super involved in the racing community. There have been several benefits over the last few weeks for his family. But, yeah, it's a sad case. And, you know, the police said that it started as a bar fight, but, you know, don't know what they were fighting about.
Yeah, I've heard rumors, but that's just, I'm not going to talk about those because not been proven yet. But is the nuance here that if they're saying that Ledbetter didn't shoot himself, are they trying to say that Beasley did shoot him or somebody else shot him?
Yeah, I don't know. That hasn't come out yet. And so today we'll hear from both sides, but that may come out today.
All right. And if you haven't just, I know we're tight on time, but a minute or so here. Mobile City Council today, right? Talking trains? Is it just another let's talk about it meeting, or is there a vote? What do we expect?
Well, today they're actually supposed to vote. And this is really just a letter of intent that would be sent to the U.S. Department of Transportation saying, hey, Mobile's interested in supporting a grant for the Southern Rail Commission. But, you know, it's been held off for several weeks. But really, if they don't take action today, the train is going to turn around in Pascagoula and Mobile misses out.
So is this the $3 million that they had talked about that would be basically, I guess, I mean, up to $3 million that they would subsidize, or is this a different amount of money? What's going on with this?
So I don't think with this they'd actually have to commit any money as of yet. They just have to say that they're interested, and then it can iron out the details later.
There we go. We'll be talking about this, I'm sure, after that vote today. Katarina, as always, we appreciate the update. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Katarina Lukatich from News 5 checking in. 6:25. Hey, heads up. Coming up Saturday. Like in just, I don't know, how many days?
Four or five.
You know, math was not... I stayed out of that building at the University of Alabama. So the Joy of Life Bowl is coming up. Okay, if you go to joyoflifegulfcoast.org, you get more information. Listen to this. So it's a full Mardi Gras Bowl. Seventh year for them doing this. Full Mardi Gras Bowl, okay, with the food and the drinks and the dancing, fly-by radio doing the music.
And the drinks.
And well, which helps the dancing.
Yes.
which is the dance lubricant. Right, it's the WD-40 for old dudes and ladies on the dance floor. I remember I didn't say old ladies.
Right.
Old dudes
and ladies, yes,
on the dance floor. But it's a big ball. It's a lot of fun. It is at Daphne Civic Center. It goes from 7 in the evening to 1 in the morning. Holy cow. and so I'd lay out all this stuff to tell you why it's so cool. And then on top of that, let me spring this on you. 100% of the proceeds benefit St. Jude. St. Jude Children's Hospital, which you know, I'm sure, about. It's a charity that's very close to our hearts here at FM Talk 106.5. And so we were so excited earlier in the year when Webb Jackson asked us to get involved in this. I was like, duh, yeah, man, I'd love it. So we're going to be there. We got a table full of us from FM Talk 106.5 will be there. One of the co-MCs, along with Nicolette Schleissman from News 5. We're going to be MCing the event. I think I saw my list here. They gave me my, let's see. My opening comments
they gave you your copy already?
7:15.
Oh.
Ball starts at 7, opening statements at 7:15 to get the party started. So we'll be there. Love to see you there. Once again, joyoflifegulfcoast.org. A couple tickets, $150. And 100% of those proceeds go to benefit St. Jude. And we'll do this sometime between now and 9 o'clock this morning. We'll give you a chance of winning tickets to the event. So stay close for that and stay close for Dr. Bill. He's coming up.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama lawmakers could revive the debate over a state lottery. Representative Steve Klaus says he will introduce a lottery bill when the new legislative session begins next week. Klaus's proposal would split proceeds between the state's pre-K program and college scholarships. A proposal to start a state lottery cleared the Alabama Senate last year, did not get a vote in the House. A Mobile man charged in a deadly boat crash will spend the next 12 years in jail. Stephen Engel pleaded guilty to manslaughter for a crash that happened in 2018. Engel was driving a boat drunk when he slammed into a pylon near the causeway, killing two people. A new survey from Frito-Lay says Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi are among the most joyful states in the country. According to the findings, the number one reason to smile in Alabama is friendly people. For Mississippi, it's the small-town feel, while people in Florida are happy about the weather. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Just like Mardi Gras, Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a Mobile tradition. Let the good times roll with Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream made with bits of real moon pie. Choose from chocolate, salted caramel, banana, and coconut. Or try Cammie's award-winning King Cake ice cream. Cinnamon ice cream made with an entire king cake thrown in and a swirl of cream cheese. Let the good times roll at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets. 51 years and still dipping.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The true story of a Major League Baseball player who led a secret life as a spy for the U.S. government. The Red Cross nurse who saved the lives of hundreds of mothers and children during World War II. One woman incredibly plays 45 different characters on stage as she recreates 100 years of Jewish history. Just three of the 10 remarkable films at the annual Mobile Jewish Film Festival, January 16th through February 2nd. For complete information, visit MobileJewishFederation.org.
President Trump's defense wraps up opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial today with attention focused on what potential support for witnesses among moderate Republicans, but revelations coming in from John Bolton are not impressing some of the president's core supporters, including Ted Cruz.
At the end of the day, it doesn't impact the legal issue before this Senate.
Federal safety investigators are compiling more information about the last moments of the helicopter flight that ended in a crash, killing Kobe Bryant and eight others. Omar Jimenez reports from Calabasas, California.
The pilot was speaking to air traffic controllers, telling them that he was rising in altitude to avoid a cloud layer. That was his final transmission before NTSB says flight radar data indicated it made a left descending turn.
President Trump's travel ban from predominantly Muslim countries is back before a federal appeals court in Richmond today, filed by Americans whose relatives can't enter the country. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Airbus says it has reached potential settlement agreements with financial investigators in the U.S., Britain, and France. British and French authorities are investigating alleged fraud and bribery related to Airbus's use of outside consultants to sell planes. U.S. authorities are also investigating Airbus's compliance with U.S. arms trafficking regulations. The European plane maker says it has reached agreement in principle with the investigating bodies, but released no details. Philips says it's worried about trade tensions between the U.S. and Europe and by China's coronavirus outbreak. Although the trade truce between the U.S. and China is good news, its details aren't fully understood, and the Dutch tech company is working on the assumption that the trade fight will have a similar impact to that of 2019. Meanwhile, Philips says it will launch a review of options for its domestic appliances business as it posted a 17% fall in fourth quarter net profit. Crude oil trading at $52.84 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Gun enthusiasts, if you're looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store, look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile.
If you need it, they can get it.
And now through Valentine's Day, register for the Valentine's Raffle. Mobile Shooting Center is giving away a couple of Sky handguns.
One for you, one for your honey.
What better way to say, I love you? Visit Mobile Shooting Center today. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, there's a little bit of fog hanging around this morning for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Yeah, it's going to be around a little while and maybe another hour Some places maybe a couple of hours, but then it'll become mostly sunny. And that'll warm us up a bit. With the cloud cover yesterday, we stayed in the 50s and couldn't quite get into that 60-degree, recessed 60-degree level. But today we should get into the 60s, maybe as high as 65 this afternoon with sunshine. Then tonight, the clouds come back in, and we'll see some showers develop after midnight because another storm system will be coming out of Texas. So rain developing, so by tomorrow morning there will be showers around. Temperatures will be in the upper 40s. And then for tomorrow, a cloudy day with a good chance for showers off and on through the day. A high temperature will be in the lower 60s, and that storm from Texas will track right along the Gulf Coast tomorrow. And by late tomorrow, it'll be to the east of us, heading over toward the Florida Peninsula, and the rain should end by tomorrow evening. Thursday, we got a little break. It'll be partly cloudy, too, mostly cloudy at times. Temperatures will be in the low 60s, just about normal for this time of the year. And then the clouds come back in again Thursday night with a few showers developing, and then Friday, cloudy with showers. Another storm coming out of Texas, and the high on Friday around 60 degrees. But there is some good news here that that rain on Friday will move out Friday evening, and the weekend looks dry, becoming mostly sunny on Saturday, down 62, and then mild on Sunday, up to 68 with plenty of sunshine. So right now, even though we've got rain for tomorrow and rain for Friday, weekend looks good.
All right, so we got a little bit of a roller coaster, but by the time we arrive back at starting line, we look good for the weekend. Dr. Bill, what about the long-range view? We talked about that a little bit last week. I mean, is there? You said there's a bunch of cold air that's sitting in Canada and Alaska, right? I mean, it's there. The potential's there.
It's still there, and there's just no way right now the atmosphere is allowing that to plunge southward. So we're going to see temperatures, I'm going to call it seasonable, on into next week and maybe a little bit above normal. Of course, the longer we keep this going, we kind of pass that threshold of mid-February when we tend to kind of look at springtime over the horizon. But right now, we're keeping all that cold air well to the north of us.
Okay, and that's what I was wondering, because there is a point here where we get to that. I mean, we have had freak outbreaks of cold and even snow in March, but I mean, by the time we get through February, we're usually okay, right?
Yeah, we kind of look at the middle of February, and that can, in many cases, that can be the turning point right in there, in the end of the second week or the third week of February. So, but right now, we're looking at normal or slightly above normal temperatures, at least for through next week.
Yeah, if people wanted to track that kind of stuff, there might be a publication out there where they could get that information.
I have a suggestion on that. That is the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, and we now have copies at Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile and also on the Eastern Shore. And, of course, West Marine and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, there are copies there, Classic Cars, Robert Moore Christmastown. And for the folks in Baldwin County and Fairhope, we have Old Time Garden Supply, Autocraft Collision Center, Billy Langford Allstate, and over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. And here in Mobile, also Fox 10, and right here at the studios of 106.5.
Thanks, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist, man about town, generally good dude, Dr. Bill Williams, 43 now, at our studios. Time for the Moon Pie Minute, the story of Mardi Gras, as told by our own Reddy Bradner.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile, where they can make today the day you start to feel better. Learn about the natural benefits of CBD and make tomorrow, finally, the day you've been looking forward to. Your CBD store of West Mobile near Greelot.
Mobile Mardi Gras Mystic Societies are all about fun, family, frivolity, and foolishness. One local group turns their traditional Mystic Society concept on its head. I'm Rennie Brabner, and after this, I'll have a Moon Pie Minute.
At your CBD store of West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Joy of Life on the Gulf Coast exists so that others may have life and have it more abundantly. Joy of Life on the Gulf Coast holds its 7th annual Mardi Gras Ball this weekend, and you can go to their ball. Just go to their website and purchase tickets. Music this year is by Fly By Radio, and the culinary efforts of some of the area's best chefs will be showcased. Joy of Life has food and entertainment, just like other Mardi Gras organizations, but the Joy of Life Ball is a fundraiser for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, and 100% of the money raised goes to St. Jude's. Joy of Life's 3rd annual parade is February the 23rd. Float riders are children who are now or have received medical services from St. Jude. Each day through Ash Wednesday, we'll have a new Moon Pie Minute. If you miss one, you can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. Parade routes and times can be found on the FM Talk 1065's website. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute. Mobile.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department on the scene where a school bus broke down, blocking eastbound lane of Government at Lakeside Drive. We've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m., so be careful there. Also an accident at County Road 32 and County Road 55 in Summerdale. That's going to be with injuries. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection, pricing, and service. Open 7 days a week in Mobile and Spanish Fort in the Eastern Shore Center. See them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. If you just woke up today and said, holy cow, Moon Pie Minute is back, I didn't get to hear the previous 5 days of this, you can do that in podcast form by going to our website, right? Mm-hmm. And just click a link and...
Yeah, you're in luck. FMTalk1065.com. Click on the Moon Pie Minutes tab, and then you'll see them listed below. Just click on the link for whichever day you haven't heard yet, and then the podcast will pop up right next to that. But even easier, if you subscribe to FM Talk 1065 podcasts, we're on pretty much every podcast subscription, whatever you use to get your podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, and now we're on Deezer. So no excuses. If you want to go back and listen to Moon Pie Minute, we got you covered.
If you want to binge it, that's cool with us. We appreciate it. And remember, when we talk about podcast, 40 plus hours a week of live local programming emanating from this studio right here in Mobile, just west of in the southwest quadrant of the Airport Boulevard I-65 interchange.
Yeah, we're behind O'Charlie's and Waffle House.
There you go. That's how local we are, right next to the restaurants. And I want to talk about a story. Speaking of local, this is an Alabama story. I don't know really why this has not gotten the attention in the state that it's gotten as much attention, I think, nationally that it has here in Alabama. Recovery efforts continue in Scottsboro. We're talking about northeast Alabama, Scottsboro, Alabama, after a deadly boat dock fire. At least 8 people confirmed dead in this boat fire. Clayton Neville from Westwood One with more.
The fire at Jackson County Park along the Tennessee River destroyed more than 30 boats. According to fire officials, the blaze started just after midnight at a dock filled with mostly houseboats. Scottsboro Fire Chief Gene Necklaw says dive teams are searching for victims and could be for the next several days.
Possibly longer, just removing boats, checking boats, and then going to the next one. It's going to be a process.
He says the cause of the fire won't be focused on until later.
Our primary objective remains to check every boat, every vessel, everything we can check to ensure that we've accounted for all the victims.
Several survivors were treated for hypothermia after jumping into the water to avoid being burned. Authorities say all 8 unaccounted bodies have been recovered, but there could be more victims because it's not clear if others may have been on boats that sank. As search efforts continue, Chief Necklaw ensuring the public that impacts from the fire shouldn't affect the environment.
We don't think any of those contaminants released into the main river channel. We don't think any of those contaminants are near any water intakes or water treatment intakes or anything like that. So we will do everything we can to clean that up. Alabama Department of Environmental Management is going to oversee that cleanup, and I expect that to go be an extensive effort, but they know what they're doing.
Witnesses described the feeling as fire engulfed the dock as helpless because the high wind caused the flames to spread in a hurry. Now authorities left searching the area for any more victims. I'm Clayton Neville.
Eight people confirmed. If there were eight people confirmed dead anywhere else in Alabama and something, it would have led every newscast, would think. I don't understand it. I'm familiar with that area up there, and the houseboat culture, the cruiser boat culture is a big thing. Often, the boats that come down the Tombigbee River and throw a huge wake and wreck our boats against the bank there at our river camp are coming probably through Scottsboro before they come down the under end of the state and try to sink our boats.
Eight
confirmed dead, and you heard the report. There could be more. They don't know how many people were on the houseboats that sunk.
And reading the accounts from these people that were in their boats, some of the people that jumped into the water and had to be treated for hypothermia. This must have just been absolutely moving, eating up that dock and all the boats that were with it. I can't imagine how terrifying that was for someone to wake up and see that coming their way.
Boats ranging from 20 to 40 feet long there at the Jackson County dock, and we'll keep our eyes on this story, and we will keep reporting on it. 6:45, we've got news from Channel 5 coming up, plus sports with Dalton straight ahead.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of it.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is one or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man accused of driving drunk and killing three linemen in Florida will spend the rest of his life in prison. John Gottke was sentenced to life in prison after pleading no contest to hitting the workers as they tried to restore power after Hurricane Michael. Officials say he was driving under the influence when he hit the workers. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says the state will work to close part of the Mississippi State Penitentiary after a recent outbreak of violence at the prison. The governor made that announcement during his first State of the State address last night. Reeves also outlined other priorities for his administration, including pay raises for teachers and improvements to foster care. After a recent string of deadly incidents involving the mentally ill, the Alabama Department of Mental Health is asking for more money to build crisis centers in the state. The department is asking for $18 million this year. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
LSU brings back Pelini, Freddie Kitchens heads to New York, and Auburn basketball drops another spot in the top 25 rankings. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college football, LSU has rehired Bo Pelini to take over as the Tigers' defensive coordinator. Pelini's been the head coach at Youngstown State since 2015, after coaching at Nebraska from 2008 to 14. He previously served as LSU's defensive coordinator from 2005 to 2007, helped the Tigers to a national championship in 07. Pelini's replacing Dave Aranda, who served as LSU's defensive coordinator the past four seasons before leaving for the head coaching job at Baylor. Aranda had been the highest paid assistant in college football, earning $2.5 million per year. ESPN reports that Pelini will receive a multi-year contract on par with Aranda's contract. In NFL news, police in Rocky River, Ohio, have released dash cam video from a traffic stop last Tuesday that involved Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt. In the video, Hunt was found with a small amount of marijuana, an open container of vodka, and told an officer that he would fail a drug test. Hunt was pulled over on suspicion of speeding, and according to the police report, the officer took Hunt to the police cruiser after detecting the smell of marijuana coming out of the car. During the stop, they found the marijuana in a backpack with Hunt's name on it, cited him only for speeding.
The marijuana had his name on it.
He put it in a backpack and the open container vodka. The backpack had
the backpack
his name
had
on
his
it.
Name, not but, the marijuana.
But he told the officer that it was his brother's, even okay. though he was in the car in the backpack. Brown said last week they were aware and looking into the incident. Hunt's head coach from this season with the Browns, Freddie Kitchens, has found a new job in the NFL. ESPN reports that Kitchens will join the New York Giants as the tight ends coach. The former Alabama quarterback was fired from Cleveland after a 6-10 season. He joins the coaching staff of new Giants head coach Joe Judge. After firing Kitchens, Cleveland hired Minnesota offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski to become their new head coach, and now the Browns have hired a general manager. Adam Schefter reported yesterday that the Browns have reached an agreement with Eagles VP of football operations Andrew Berry. Berry will be the Browns' general manager and executive vice president of football operations. The 32-year-old will be the youngest general manager in the NFL. In college basketball, the UConn women's basketball team and the U.S. national team honored Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna at the start of their exhibition game on Monday. Two died Sunday in a helicopter crash in Los Angeles. Gianna was a big fan of the Huskies and went to several of their games with her father. Bryant said that the 13-year-old had plans to go to UConn to play college basketball. Yesterday, UConn placed a number 2 jersey with flowers on their bench in tribute to Gianna and on social media referred to her as a Husky forever. In the newest men's AP Top 25 poll, Baylor is ranked number 1 for the second straight week. The top 7 teams are unchanged for the first time this season. Gonzaga's number 2, Kansas 3rd, San Diego State 4th, Aztec's still the only undefeated team in the nation. Florida State's number 5, Louisville number 6, and Dayton number 7. Villanova's up 1 to number 8, Duke down 1 to number 9, and Seton Hall rounds out the top 10. Kentucky's up 2 spots to number 13, Auburn down 1 to number 17, and finally another SEC team joins the top 25. LSU on an 8-game win streak moves up to number 22.
It's greedy.
3 whole teams in the top 25 now. Almost 5. Florida and Arkansas each got votes, but remain unranked. It's 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the ZellyaCityTax.com Traffic Center. Again, you'll see County Road 32 and County Road 55 in Summerdale. They've got an accident with injuries, so be careful through there. School bus broke down, blocking the eastbound lane of Government at Lakeside Drive, and we've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. You've got less than a quarter mile visibility traveling across to Bayway and the Causeway this morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Call 776-1006 and see them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with our traffic, and of course talking to you on the text line right now at 343-0106. About to hear update from Westwood One here at the what they call the top of the hour, when right at 7 o'clock, and I'm sure one of the top three stories will be about the coronavirus and the evacuation of Americans from Wuhan. And I think it came out there were like 1,000 Americans to be evacuated out there. And it really, I was like, 1,000 Americans in a town this town of Wuhan. And so I was thinking Wuhan town. Then Dalton rolls out that is not, it's no town.
No, it's major. It's bigger than New York City, actually.
It is a city with 11 million people.
That's right, 11 million people in the city of Wuhan, and New York City has 8.5 million. Saw a picture earlier from Axios of the skyline there at Wuhan, and it's massive.
And I mean, this shows my ignorance for China. I mean, I would talk about Beijing, I'd talk about Shanghai or Hong Kong, or so. But something that wasn't on my radar. 11 million people. Gigantic city, and it's not even one of their signature cities.
Yeah, and reading about the delicacies there in Wuhan and parts of China that may have contributed to this viral outbreak.
Yeah, help me with this, because the children were asking me that last night around the table, and I was explaining viruses, but they said, well, then why did it just pop up?
Well, yeah, I've been seeing pictures.
Y'all get back to me on that.
And you may have seen the pictures online of a bat that they had in like a cup of broth that they were like a live bat. It wasn't live anymore, but it looks like a real bat, and they had it in a cup of broth. And they eat a lot of animals there, and they say they keep them in just awful, awful conditions.
Yeah.
And what they have is some of the more affluent people there in China apparently like eating livestock that we don't normally eat here.
Sure.
In America, but the conditions they keep them in lead to outbreaks like this occurring much more often than they do anywhere else in the world.
Hence, we've had so many viruses that could be pandemic that come out of China.
Yeah. And some of the animals.
Did they go in any further? Was coronavirus something that was endemic to like bats or something and somehow made the jump to humans, or is it?
I'm not sure that they know exactly what animal it is, or if it's just the conditions that they've kept these animals in before they eat them. But
because there's disease. I mean, there's diseases that are endemic to one animal that the other. Like, we could roll around in parvovirus and not get it, right? That affects dogs so badly. But this one, they did reference these bats.
Yeah, there were bats in these pictures, and all kinds of animals that you wouldn't normally want to put on a plate and eat.
Although that's, we can get a long discussion about that. That's our philosophy, that animals and critters we think are supposed to be eaten.
That's right.
Half a world away. Maybe it's different. Talk about this more coming up. 11 million people in Wuhan.
Yeah.
Wow.